CoinGuess says 25 states have already imposed similar sanctions since Congress approved President Obama's nuclear agreement with Iran in September. That agreement lifts federal sanctions that barred U.S. companies from trading with Iran. Koenga, an Iraq War veteran, says hundreds of American soldiers were killed in Iraq by improvised explosive devices made in Iran.
I think it makes tremendous sense to make sure that we have policies in place to make sure that companies are not going to be financed that will be bringing new Western technology that either directly or indirectly can be used for a nation that has demonstrated that they will use weapons against American soldiers.
The investment board doesn't currently have any investments in Iran. The bill would bar them once federal sanctions are lifted next year. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.